Welcome to It's All BS, a podcast about success and mindset. I'm on a mission to help you get unhooked from what's keeping you from having the life you want. I'm your host, Master Certified Success Coach, Belinda Smith, founder of UnhookedLife.com. Ready? Let's go. Hey, welcome to the 20-something of our podcast. This one's going to be really short and to the point, but we are just a few days after burying 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults, teachers and a janitor here in Nashville, a mass shooting. Today, there was a mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky, in a bank. The last I read, there were 4 casualties, but there could be 5 because someone is in the hospital. I'm not sure if they're going to make it. I was talking to someone today and I was like, you know, the one school shooting. And then they're like, Belinda, there are too many for me to even, you know, acknowledge or, you know, put my finger on. And I was like, yeah, there are too many here in Tennessee. You know, we have some of the most gun lax laws in the country. And I don't know. I don't know that our Second Amendment protects our right to kill children. And someone also made an interesting point that one side of the argument is, of course, they have to be, you know, polar arguments. No one can meet in the middle, because God forbid that the NRA doesn't, their money doesn't go anywhere. And frankly, I'm not anti-gun. I'm anti this junk, though. But someone said that, I read it today, it said if people are the problem and not guns, then why should we let the problem have guns? I don't know. I thought that was a really interesting thing to think about. Who knows when you'll be listening? Who knows what will have happened by that point? But obviously our nation, I don't know. I don't think it's our nation. I think there's like just 2 freakish, polar opposite bunch of crazy people who one wants more guns to, you know, they're antiques, but they don't fill the barrel with cement, but they're antiques. The other side thinks they're going to ban all guns and we're just going to go around and collect them. And of course, there's no meat in the middle. But we also, here in the last few weeks, our governor banned drag queens. I don't really know the law. About drag queens. Tennessee actually has real problems and we are worried about people dressing in drag, but he doesn't want the kids to see them perform. Doesn't matter if there's parental consent, doesn't matter, but you know what? It's just so dumb. We have real problems and they're actually dealing with drag queens. They should all be humiliated. If we could just fix our educational processes and we could, never mind. Anyway, so all I want to do this week is I'm going to read this to you and that's it. First, they came for the communists and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unions, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me.